You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What's the next generation of farmers doing to keep Michigan agriculture strong? According to the state's numbers, the food and agriculture industry brings in more than $101 billion to the state's economy every year. All week long, we're talking with young farmers who make up the future of this important and diverse industry. Molly and Dion Stepanski own Presque Isle Farm. It's a small centennial certified organic farm in northern Michigan. Presque Isle Farm's slogan is short and right to the point, eat your veggies. Molly and Dion, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How would you describe your farm for us? I'm wondering just how big and how much of your land is in production, Dion.
Right now we're just growing on about 2 acres, so it's fairly small. We have 3 hoop houses in production as well that are 30 by 96 feet, so roughly close to 9,000 square feet of protected growing culture. The farm is on a 40-acre plot, and we have about 25 acres across the street from us of tillable land that we have access to as well. We're choosing not to use that right now. Our approach and our model is really to grow intensively on a small scale, producing a few small crops to funnel into the local community and stay local and not get too large, not branch out to too big of a wholesale market. We currently are, our big push is a lettuce mix that we produce. That's kind of our main staple. And then we're also producing other greens like spinach and kale and some chard and some other baby greens. And then we produce tomatoes and cucumbers and peppers in the summer.
And Molly, who are your customers? Who buys your crops?
Well, sort of from the get-go, Cynthia, we realized that we needed more than just one market or a couple markets here and there. And so we are working with restaurants close by and a little bit further away on Mackinac Island. We're working with grocery and retailers in the Alpena area and down in Tawas City. Part of the way that we got our funding for hoop houses was through a spectacular grant through Hoop Houses for Health. And so we're able to work with a couple of local schools to get them free produce, which in turn pays for our hoop houses. And then we're in the Alpena Farmers Market. And then this year we've also started with the Rogers City Farmers Market as well.
Now, has this farm been in the family, Dion?
It's been in the family since mid-1800s, essentially, in through the Homestead Act. My great-great-great, I'm not even sure how many great,
way back great.
Grandparents, they basically set up a homestead there. It was passed down through the family for a few generations and then ended up in my great-grandfather. They had a small cattle operation, so they raised beef cattle for the most part. And so he was the last person to actually have the farm in production. My great-grandmother and grandmother lived there when I was growing up. As I left high school and moved away and out of Michigan, my parents moved to the farm and kind of took up setting up a homestead there. My father had like a small petting zoo and always enjoyed, you know, raising livestock for himself and raised some horses for his own enjoyment and stuff like that.
Kind of a hobby farm.
Yeah, a hobby farm. And then so we moved home in 2014. And that was when we settled in on deciding to transition it back into actual farming and to specifically vegetable production.
And why did you make that change? So you'd been out of Michigan, and here you come back to Michigan to reactivate the farm. Why?
We had our son 4 years ago, and we were living down in New Orleans, in Louisiana, actually. Molly was teaching down there, and I was playing music down there. We really enjoyed it, but we decided as soon as he was born that we wanted to move somewhere that was maybe a little bit more family-oriented. And through all that process, we're big into food and have always been big into food. And I had crossed paths with a couple other small organic vegetable farmers and producers and really saw that they were doing well and that the push for local food was really happening. So even though we didn't have any food production background, we had been familiar. We had both worked in co-ops throughout the years and health food stores and really decided we wanted to make a push at moving back to Northeast Michigan and growing vegetables.
Are you able to do farming full-time?
I'm full-time and have been on the farm full-time since we started. Molly's worked full-time on the farm as well, but also worked off-farm as well. So we had some off-farm income and continue to now. Our plan was to by this year, and actually last year, halfway through the season, we transitioned to both of us just being full-time on the farm. But then another work opportunity opened up for Molly with Taste the Local Difference.
Yes, Molly, something called Taste the Local Difference certainly seems like it's a perfect fit for what you're doing on Presque Isle Farm. What is it about?
So the organization's, you know, mission was ultimately to preserve Michigan farmland. And they realized that the primary way to achieve that goal was to keep money in the local economy and help local farmers and producers. And so essentially they're working towards this idea of getting more food access, local food access to people within their community. It's sort of this fundamental thought that, you know, if you spend locally, the money actually stays local. you know, with a lot of research, they found that if every household were to spend $10 a week on local food, it would put around $1.5 to $1.6 billion back into the state economy. When I had the opportunity to become involved with them, it was very exciting. It was the fact that, you know, for me, when we had first moved here, the only way we could have gotten here was through the knowledge and wisdom of other local farmers and their willingness to share that and help us along the way. And so here was an opportunity for me to actually benefit our regional community and help to build infrastructure here. There's, I mean, just such a powerful network of farmers in the northeastern part of the state, but there's just not necessarily the fundamentals that they need, the infrastructure in place to help them get their products to where they could go and offer up more markets to them. So it's just a, you know, an amazing opportunity to not only benefit our own business, but really benefit the mission that we've had from the get-go, which is to keep it local and be able to support our families with what we're doing.
Deanna, it strikes me that as you and Molly talk about the mission you feel that drives your work at Presque Isle Farm, I feel like I could be talking to a farmer in Michigan in like 1860, in a sense of here we are growing and, you know, selling to the people in our area that locally sourced food. Am I right about that? Are we kind of like moving away from Big Ag and back to the way things were?
It very much feels like the scale of our production is like that. And the tools we're using and the movement of small farms that's happening all over the country right now is really based in that old style of farming. But on the other side of it, we're farming in almost, and our approach is almost completely opposite of like a traditional generational farm, in that I have internet resources to consult. There's data available on what's working and what's not. There's forums across the social media on what people are doing. There's all sorts of new young farmers that are producing blogs, producing video information. There's podcasts. We're not dependent on the succession of a kind of mentorship or apprenticeship that was always necessary in the past to learn these skills. And then this networking of farmers, maybe that is old, real old school, the idea that farmers would really work together. But it doesn't seem like it's something that crosses into other industries as much, where we're willing to all share with each other what's working for us because we're trying to build a food system. And we see that there's almost like this endless ceiling to the market. So right now, the amount of food being produced by small local farms is just so tiny compared to what's being bought in big chain box grocery stores. So I think we see the potential there. We also need to network and build together so we can start taking a bigger chunk from that food system, because we want people to, on a daily basis, everything they're buying, interact with the seasons more and directly relate to the food grown in their area and their region.
Is this a good time for a young person to go into farming in Michigan, do you think?
So I think that it is a great time to go into agriculture right now, whether it's raising livestock or vegetable production. As far as building a business, it has endless potential. It is a lot of hard work, and it's not just a retreat to rural America, and it's not homesteading. you know, but there's lots of potential. Like I said, I think there's almost an endless ceiling to the market right now if the producers are there.
I would also add that we're sort of at a time presently where there are tens of thousands of acres that are getting ready to transition hands because we're at a point where a lot of farmers are, you know, they're aging out of the profession and they can't do the labor that's involved. But there's a huge transition going on right now. Not as big, I would think, as there should be, because there are a lot of people that are fearful to get into farming. I mean, we had no idea what we were deciding to do when we made the decision to move back. I mean, we wouldn't change it for anything in the world, but it's definitely has taken on a life of its own and become much more than we ever could have imagined it would have. But yeah, I just agree with Dion that potential at this point is fairly limitless.
I think the upfront costs of getting in, as with any business, you still need to spend money. But relatively speaking, the upfront costs, I think, can sometimes be less, even though there are land costs and whatnot, and we were fortunate enough to have access to land early on. There's lots of land grants out there. There's all sorts of resources. And I think, relatively speaking, it's fairly easy to get into financially if you're willing to take the risk and put in the work.
Some great insights from Molly and Dion Stepanski, who own Presque Isle Farm, a small centennial certified organic farm in northern Michigan. And we should look for you at the Alpena Farmers Market and the Rogers City Farmers Market.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks so much for being with us on Stateside. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thank you.